Madam President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant of Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Today's chaplain is Reverend Kevin McDonough from St. Peter Claver Church in St. Paul. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Madam President and Senators, we wish you a good day. We are celebrating the founding figures and the archetypical figures of our nation's leadership in President Washington and so many others today. Let me invite you to take just 10 seconds to think of, beyond these people, who is one inspiring figure in your own making yourself available for public service. Would you think of that person right now in silence, and then we'll pray for our good models. Gracious God, we acknowledge President Washington and all those individual figures in our own lives who have given us an image of what true leadership is about. We also ask that you would strengthen each member of this Senate and all the leaders of our wonderful nation, of our beautiful state, and each of our counties and municipalities to live up to the ideals of our constitutions, of our communities, of their own hearts. We ask all this in your holy name forever and ever. Amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance will be led today by Mr. Bill Lilliedahl, State Commander of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. He enlisted in the Marine Reserves in 1948 and was activated in 1950 during the Korean War and served until 1953. His older twin brothers were activated at the same time, and he fought side by side with one brother who was killed in action. The commander has two Purple Hearts, two Presidential Unit Citations, a Korean Service Medal, and a UN Medal with 3 stars. He is also Vice President of the Chosen Few, an organization made up of fellow Marines who fought at the Chosen Reservoir during the Chinese invasion on November 28, 1950. Mr. Lilliedahl, will you please lead the Minnesota Senate in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daley, DeCryf, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Weger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the third order of business, messages from the House. Secretary Ludeman will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 247, a bill for an act relating to insurance. Senate file number 247 is herewith returned to the Senate. Albany A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Dames.
Madam President, I move that to lay Senate file 247 on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Secretary Ludeman will read the next message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File Number 392, House File 392, a bill for an act relating to education. The House respectfully requests that a conference committee of 3 members be appointed thereon. House, Sanders, and Ward have been appointed as such committee on the part of the House. House File Number 392 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with a request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Wolf.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam President. I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File Number 392 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files. Herewith transmitted House files number 1870 and 1926. Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There is no Senate action necessary on that message. Moving to the fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. They are printed on page 2 of today's Senate agenda. First reading, and they will be referred as indicated. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Senchum.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in today's agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. There are several printed on page 4 of today's Senate agenda. Second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. They are also printed on page 4 of today's Senate agenda. Second reading. The eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of bills. There is one change on today's Senate bill introduction on page 4. Senate file 1958 will be referred to Judiciary and Public Safety, and there is one bill to be read. The Secretary will read the bill.
Senators Limmer, Perry, Ingebrigtsen, Hahn, and Cruz introduce Senate file number 1994, a bill for an act related to public safety. First reading.
Senate file 1994 will be referred to Judiciary and Public Safety. First reading of Senate bills. Moving on to ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are nine authors' motions that will be adopted as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. They are adopted. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 1712 be withdrawn from the Committee on State Government and Innovation and Veterans and returned to the author.
And Senator Hoffman, you are the author of that bill.
That is correct, Madam President.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Senchum.
Madam President, pursuant to Rule 26, I designate that House File Number 1770, Number 1 on the General Orders, be moved to special order for immediate consideration.
We'll move to House File 1770. Senator Daley.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the amendment made to House File Number 1770 by the Committee on Rules and Administration in the report adopted February 16, 2012, pursuant to Rule 45, be stricken.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Marty.
Madam President, could you explain the differences between the House and Senate bills? I'm sorry, I just heard the motion. I just want to know what the differences are.
Senator Daley will yield. Senator Daley.
Madam President, Senator Marty, the primary differences are one of timing. The version that passed through the K-12 Education Committee would have had the requirement to pass the basic skills exam before they begin their student teaching, and the House version is before they receive their license.
Senator Daley renews his motion that the amendments made to House File 1770 by the Committee on Rules and Administration in the report adopted February 16, 2012, pursuant to Rule 45, be stricken. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Daley.
Madam President, members, I've talked to a number of members, and adopting the House language will get this to the governor in a timely fashion. It will prevent future delays, and that the bill passed in the House 132-0. Last year there were some disagreements in the House. It didn't have as wide bipartisan support as this measure does. Clearly a unanimous decision in the House is 100% support. And while I appreciate everything that Senator Bonhoff, Senator Wieger, and Senator Stump did to help me get it to the point that we have it in the Senate version, this will move it to the governor so he can sign it, prevent further delays, and I would reach out to them to assure them I will continue working with them in the future to strengthen the measure and make it even stronger in the future. And so I would encourage member support for this. Thank you.
Further discussion on House File 1770. Senator Wieger.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Sarah Daley, I think we did good work in the committee, and I wish we could have brought this to conference committee. After all, we're seeing before a student teacher is in the classroom, student teacher, you pass the basic skills test. We've had a lot of discussion about the importance of highly qualified teachers. Initially, the discussion was whether they should pass the basic skills test before entering the teaching program. This was a compromise that said you could enter the School of Education program. There's some 32 just in Minnesota, so there's a lot of incentives and offerings. But we said we need to have a rigorous pathway to get there, and the compromise was before you are in the classroom student teaching, you pass the basic skills test. This says now that you would pass this basic skills exam before your license, so that in effect you could be student teaching without having that. I would have strongly preferred that we go to conference committee. It doesn't matter to me that the other body was unanimous. It's incumbent on us to get it right. So with that, I understand the direction, and it probably has the governor's support in this fashion, but I respectfully submit it does not go far enough.
Further discussion. Senator Higgins.
Madam Chair, would Senator Daley yield for a question?
Senator Daley will yield. Senator Higgins.
Senator Daley, could you tell me the pedagogical exam, or whatever we call this thing, is that a test of subject matter, or is that a test of teaching?
Senator Daley.
Madam President, it is a test of reading, writing, and math, so it's just a basic skills exam. It's nothing more than that.
So,
Senator Higgins.
President, and another question for Senator Daley. Is there any point at which our prospective teachers are tested on whether they'll be good teachers as opposed to being able to read, write, and add and subtract?
Senator Daley.
Madam President, there are separate exams for that to address that. I just didn't hear the first part of your question. That's what I was asking about.
And
Senator Higgins.
And Senator Daley, I was going to be a teacher back in the dark ages and went through student teaching to find out I was a really bad teacher. So I'm wondering when these tests came into being that we actually test whether somebody is going to be a quality student, quality teacher before they go off teaching. Could you tell me when we put those into effect?
Senator Daley.
Madam President, I don't know the exact timeline on the history of it, but what I would suggest a focus on is that this measure will improve the quality of our teachers in the classroom. It is a step in the right direction. It is something that will require out-of-state teachers. All out-of-state teachers will have to pass this exam, which they are not required to at this point. And it does allow and facilitate remediation for those who are not able to pass it initially. So they can take the exam again, and they do have to pass it before they receive their license. Right now, teachers can be in the classroom without having passed this basic skills exam. And that's what we're addressing. I feel very strongly about teacher quality. We know that it's the number one in-school factor for student student achievement. And this measure will move us in the right direction, increasing the quality of the teachers in the classroom, requiring all of them to not just take the exam, but they must pass it before they get their license.
Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And would Senator Daly yield for a question?
Senator Daly will yield. Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Senator Daly, it is a little bit unusual for us to accept a House amendment when we let something go out of committee in a particular way that we had actually worked pretty hard on, and I think as a committee felt as though what we arrived at was a strong bill that we were proud of and supported and actually contained some compromise. And so to now be accepting the House version without having the chance to go to conference committee and actually persuade them that our approach was better does seem a little bit unorthodox. So I have two questions to you, Senator Daly. One is, do you have some knowledge that tells you the administration, the governor and his administration, would not support the Senate version? Is my first question. And then my second question is, how come you've chosen this path rather than to bring up the bill that we passed out of committee and go to conference?
Senator Daly.
Madam President, to address both of those questions, it's really the same answer. I did reach out to the administration, and they did say that they were comfortable with the House language. While they did not say that they would not sign a bill that's the Senate version, they stressed a number of times where they were comfortable with the House language. So it's with great confidence that we can send this to the governor and he will sign this, put it into law, and it will be put into place immediately.
Further discussion, Senator Bonoff.
Madam Chair and Senator Daly, given we do have a little bit of time between now and the end of session, there's still the opportunity to have the conversation in conference and then to, based on what the conference committee does, actually persuade the administration that our approach is slightly stronger. So again, if Senator Daly will yield, Senator Daly, are you sure you don't want to just give it one last try and move the Senate bill forward?
Senator Daly.
Madam President, what I would suggest that we do is pass this, get it signed into law, and then I'll drop another bill, and we can have that conversation with increasing the standard and improving it beyond where it is once we pass this.
Further discussion on House File 1770. Seeing none, the Secretary will give House File 1770 its third reading.
House File Number 1770, a bill for an act relating to education requiring teacher candidates to pass basic skills exams, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on House File 1770. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes and one nay, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Remaining under motions and resolutions, we will move to calendar.
Madam President, remaining under the order of business and of motions and resolutions, I now move that we move to the Senate calendar.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to Senate calendar. Number one on the Senate calendar is out for comparison, so we will skip over that. Moving to number two on the Senate calendar for today, Senate File 1240. The Secretary will give Senate File 1240 its third reading.
Senate File Number 1240, a bill for an act relating to public safety, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 1240. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Continuing on Senate calendar number three, House File 382. The secretary will give House File 382 its third reading.
House File Number 382, a bill for an act relating to commerce, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on House File 382. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes and no nays, House File 382 is passed and its title agreed to. Number four on the Senate calendar, Senate File 1236. The secretary will give Senate File 1236 its third reading.
Senate File Number 1236, a bill for an act relating to civil law, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 1236. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 34 ayes and 27 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Number 5 on special, on the Senate calendar, Senate File 1492. Secretary will give Senate File 1492 its third reading.
Senate File Number 1492, a bill for an act relating to state government, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 1492. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. There are several more. There's about 3 more votes, so if you stick close to your seats, we can move them along. Secretary will give Senate File 1073, number 6 on today's Senate calendar, its third reading.
Senate File Number 1073, a bill for an act relating to education, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 1073. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 48 ayes and 12 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Moving to number 7 on the Senate calendar, Senate File 1371. The secretary will give Senate File 1371 its third reading.
Senate File Number 1371, a bill for an act relating to public safety, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 1371. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 52 ayes and 9 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Number 8 on today's Senate calendar, Senate File 1123. The secretary will give Senate File 1123 its third reading.
Senate File Number 1123, a bill for an act relating to public safety, third reading.
Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 1123. All those senators having voted who desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 59 ayes and 2 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I move that the Senate move to a brief recess for purposes of appointing a conference committee.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are in a brief recess. Senate will come to order. Senator Senjum.
Madam Chair, I would move that the Senate do come to order.
Senator Senjum, there's a report, a privilege report at the desk. Secretary will read the report.
Senator Senjum from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as Conference Committee on House File Number 392, Senators Wolf, Perry, Harrington. Senator Senjum moves that the following foregoing appointments be approved.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. The 13th order of business is announcements of Senate interest. I have several excuses for the day. Without objection, the following senators will be excused all day. Senators Rest, Senator Saxog, Senator Miller, Senator Hayden, Senator Jungbauer, and Senator Sparks. Without objection, they are excused. Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President. The Senate Democrats will caucus briefly in the retiring room immediately following adjournment.
Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, members, the business of the day being now concluded, I move that the Senate do adjourn until Thursday, February 23rd at 11 o'clock.
Senator Senjum has moved the Senate adjourn until Thursday, February 23rd at 11 o'clock. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.